Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? Tasmanian Devin here, and we got an awesome fireside chat coming in for you today, as this podcast is dedicated to you, contractors and affiliates, to grow your business, connecting technology and the right products to the right handshakes. And what better way than to go bring in PlanHub? The CEO of PlanHub, Kevin Pretty, is going to come in and talk about the platform he built that is a source for subcontractors and contractors to all work together to bid projects, and how the future of connecting the technology to these handshakes is a perfect example of what the Art of Construction is all about. And what is the main message we want to convey to you out there today is that PlanHub is a web-based central marketplace allowing small contractors to have access to these big commercial projects. This helps expose you small contractors to the opportunity to bid new projects you may not have been able to otherwise. So how is this going to help you benefit? PlanHub brings together general contractors and the subcontractors that may not have otherwise had the opportunity. So it's all about what we're built to do here on the Art of Construction. And that's putting the right things together to the right handshakes. And so my passion for this podcast is, if you're that really small subcontractor, you go get that tool. Or if you're one of the bigger contractors saying, I need some more subs, because that is what the Art of Construction is all about. We're struggling in this marketplace to say, there's not enough labor. But tribe, I tell you what, we got to go find the right technologies and put this together to do that. And this is what we're going to talk about today. And what I'm super pumped about with Kevin Pretty, the present CEO of PlanHub, I'm going to read a little bit about him, because he has put the boots to the ground. About Kevin Pretty, he's the father of three beautiful children, Juliana, Jonas, and Jameson. He's an entrepreneur, leader, speaker, and an avid sports fan. Man, he sound like my type of guy. In his daytime and many nights, the founder and CEO of PlanHub, a cloud-based application that allows general contractors to share project files and information with subcontractors and vendors across the U.S. So since starting this, it was originally Elite ProNet in 2008, and he later rebranded this application called PlanHub. It's guided its growth from the ground up, creating a multi-million dollar company. PlanHub is the fastest growing plan room in the United States, with a network of over 400K in professional contractors. So before PlanHub, but he was the president of Pretty Concrete Solutions. And so he actually had a general contracting company. And I love that when they're coming into the technology before that. So he's done the big projects. He's got his hands dirty, but he's learned many cool things. And his experiences has taught him that he was born to lead, but he also knows when to follow. Technology is important in our daily lives, but the people that make the technology are important. So he understands the business in the background in building up PlanHub. So I'm so pumped to learn about this platform that's all about construction bidding software and an online plan room. And it's all about supporting you contractors and affiliates on the move. And we're going to ask him questions about how the cloud and how this thing works. But from my perspective, it's all about connecting subcontractors and general contractors projects efficiently through a system in the cloud. And as a concrete company before this, building a platform, he has truly learned by doing. So tribe, as we say, this podcast is for you to grow your business through connecting technology and products through handshakes. We have the perfect guest with Kevin. Let's go and have a fireside chat and get to know him, PlanHub, and what it's all about to grow in the construction arena we passionately call the Art of Construction. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Great question. That's twofold. I drink a lot of water. Probably drink about 2 gallons of water a day. But then I also have my favorite alcohol, which is vodka tonic.
There you go. That was my New Year's resolution, to drink one of these big waters a day, because I don't do enough of that. So kudos to you, man. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Oh, favorite place. Santorini, Greece is probably the most beautiful place I've ever been. So that would definitely have to be the best.
Wow. Give us one story from that experience.
Well, the night before I was on a cruise ship, and the night before I had probably a little bit too much to drink. And one of my first experiences getting in Santorini is finding the nearest bathroom to, relieve myself from the night before. So, but after that, it was a great day. So that was the bad experience, but it was a great place to visit.
Awesome. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena? We passionately call the art of construction.
Well, you mentioned earlier, I'm an avid sports fan. I'm a huge Kentucky basketball fan and a Miami Dolphins football fan. So I spend a lot of time watching that. But my daughter is very talented and performs. So we watch a lot of Broadway musicals and listen to a lot of different performances. So those both keep me pretty busy outside of work.
Oh, super cool. So what led you to create Plan Hub? Tell us the story of how you got here, man.
Yeah, great question. So it really started when I was in the construction business. You know, me and my father had a small concrete company, and later on I became a general contractor. And, you know, as we were growing that business, I just really looked at how do we build our business? And it really started with how do I build relationships? So I just took that upon myself to go out and find as many different general contractors as I could, develop a relationship with them, tell them, hey, we're concrete contractors. We'd love the opportunity to bid on your projects, and just got in the door with them. And we grew our business significantly. And somewhere along the line, these guys I would see out in the field, the other plumbers and painters and so forth, they just kind of asked me, Kevin's like, where do you get all this business? And it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at developing relationships. Why can't I just take this concept and create a business around developing relationships with general contractors, putting it on a closed website, and selling membership access to subcontractors out there in order to access these project opportunities? So that's really where it started back in 2009 when I started Elite ProNet. And we grew that business quite well up to about 2013 and 14, and it kind of leveled out. It was kind of hard to scale that nationwide, that business model. But what we really discovered during that process is all these general contractors that we were finding relationships with, every single one of them used some type of different system, whether it was an FTP site or they tried to email plans, they put it on like a share filing program like Dropbox, or they'd pay for, you know, some of these other competitors out there to have online plan rooms. And we just started looking at it. It's like, you know, all these subcontractors bidding on these projects have to go to so many different sources in order to access plans. So that's really where it started developing the concept of what if we just created a central marketplace, develop a free software that's very simple, easy to use, not really laden with bells and whistles, but something general contractors could easily use to post their projects and distribute those plans out to subcontractors. So that's what we did. We developed Plan Hub and we rolled it out in early 2017, and it's been gangbusters ever since.
Well, congratulations on that. That's super cool to hear the backstory of selling concrete deals to say there's got to be a better way for us as a subcontractor to work on doing concrete for all these projects. And when I started the industry, I've been in the supply industry my whole career, and I was working for a distribution. One of my initial mentors he said, Devin, there's two things that are going to make or break a project, and it's a good foundation and windows and doors is these new blending the structure and the cosmetics is what makes a project go efficiently and move forward. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do concrete, so I guess I'm going to go windows and doors. So I've had a window and door company, but I can tell you everything starts with a good foundation, right? And so that's the part where when I was doing our research and learning about your backstory, is like, what a cool background to say we had a concrete company that we went out and found this pain and fixed it through Plan Hub, but you've been at this for a while building out this platform. Is that kind of how the synopsis of how we got here today, Kevin?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, you know, tons of experience. And, you know, how do you build a concrete business to building all these different trades in general, just taking all that vision and like, how do we make it more streamlined? And it really goes back to the central marketplace idea of, putting everything in one place. So every commercial construction project can start in one central location.
Awesome. So you mentioned over the past two decades, you've worn many hats. And you've also worn the boots and dug those ditches and worn suits and managed those million-dollar portfolios. So how has your experience in the trenches impacted your ability to manage PlanHub as the CEO? And what did you learn in the field that's applicable in the office?
You know, being out in the field, you know, the construction industry is probably the last industry to really adapt technology and use it out in the field. So that's been one of the challenges, you know, as we build a technology company specifically for construction, is that user adaption. So the one thing that we looked at is, how do we keep it simple? We don't develop any tools and features on PlanHub unless 80% of our users could use it. So it has to be very simple to use. It's got to be easy to understand, and where it's not a lot of long processes in order to submit a bid, because really at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is you want to be exposed to more construction opportunities, and you need an easy way to build your bid and distribute those to the general contractors as quickly as possible. And it's a numbers game from that point. You just want to get as many bids out there, because if you're getting one award out of every five bids, the more bids you submit, the more awards you're going to get.
Totally agree. So let's get into this and start kind of breaking this down. So how do general contractors use PlanHub?
It's very easy for general contractors. It's absolutely free. So they can go in there, register an account. It literally takes 2 minutes to set up an account. They can put as many other estimators. So if you're a large GC, you have 15 estimators, project managers working for your company, they can all register and have access to the same account. They can post a project. It's a four-step process. Literally takes 5 minutes once you've learned how to do it. You can upload your plans, select your trades. And the really cool thing that we have for general contractors, it can be a closed network that they can use for their subcontractors, or they can utilize the vast network of PlanHub subcontractors. So if a GC wants a project only to go to, you know, 200 of their subcontractors, they can upload those into the database and just distribute their plans to them. Or if it's some of these GCs, like the vast majority that are in PlanHub, you know, they need bids in new markets that they don't have a subcontractor base. So they'll utilize our network to really get it out to as many subcontractors as possible and ultimately get more bids.
So that's definitely a secret sauce that I picked up on as I'm learning about your platform, is there's many platforms where a GC can go in and upload and put the stuff in there that they can share out, but it's all in their own silo. And we're always talking about breaking down these silos and how we open this up to go get the right partners to make your project be successful. And if I'm understanding you right, that's where you have this field of subcontractors that they can come in. And if you want to open it up to different segments, they can come see where they can be a good partner for your project. So how do subcontractors use PlanHub?
It's very similar, same way to general contractors register. They can be invited by general contractors themselves. So as I mentioned before, if a GC uploads a sub database, that subcontractor gets an email invite from that GC that says, hey, we're now using PlanHub, and there's a link in there that they can register and set up their account. Or they can just go to our website, planhub.com, click here to register, and literally it takes 2 to 3 minutes. They'll set up their trade, set up their coverage area, and then within 20 minutes, they're probably already receiving an invite to bid on a new project.
Awesome. So we went and did that, and I did notice you also now have suppliers as a third bucket when you sign up for PlanHub. Can you talk to our listening audience about the suppliers category as well?
Yeah, sure. So suppliers and subcontractors have kind of been tied in as one, as like just a vendor in our current registration. What we're doing going forward is we're identifying who's the suppliers and who's the subcontractors, because really suppliers don't typically sell to general contractors. They're looking for the end buyer, which are, you know, your tradesmen. You know, if you're a window and door company, like you were mentioning earlier, you're looking for that tradesman that's installing the windows and doors, not necessarily the general contractor. So what we're working on right now is we're separating those two different profiles. And here soon we'll have a product available for those suppliers in order to market their services and products to the right end buyers.
I love that. And the visual I'd like to paint that this is all about audio is that we've created these different silos in the art of construction. And what I'm hearing from you, years taken, and that's what the art of construction is all about, and you're putting a pipe through those different silos to connect those to say, you know, the suppliers you mentioned, the window and door is one of those things that is structural. So you're working with the engineers and you're working with the design, but it's also a specialist has to install a lot of that. And that's where the subcontractor comes in. But a lot of times it's a general contractor, somebody else actually managing the budget and ordering all that. So you really have to understand the different buckets, but how they tie together. And that's where this all becomes into that plan hub or the hub or portal for all of that to come through. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we call it a marketplace. You know, it's a marketplace where all these different entities, general contractors, suppliers, and subcontractors can come together to collaborate and, you know, do everything in the pre-construction stages.
I love that. And that's so passionate for me because it puts our Art of Construction tribe back into what they're doing best, wherever they live in the Art of Construction. And your marketplace can be that cash register and a place for all this stuff to come and be unified. Super cool stuff, man. Can you give us a case study maybe from a subcontractor point of view?
Yeah, I'll give you a good one that we share in this office quite often. We have a company called New Volt Electric. They're based in Georgia, small town in Georgia. And several years ago, one of our senior account managers called them up and started telling them about our service. And at that time, they were struggling. They were only doing a couple $100,000 a year in business. And they took a shot. They signed up for an annual membership of our premier plan. And today, they are now doing over $5 million in revenue. They have offices in Florida and Georgia. And 100% of their business comes through Plan Hub. So it's been a great success story for them. And I'm sure there's tons of others out there. They're just one that called us up and say, hey, we wanted to thank you for what you've done for us.
I absolutely love that. And that's when we talk about Tribe of Outsourcing Inside. You took one of the biggest challenges for them going all the way back to at the beginning when you mentioned, you know, you went out and found the secret was to go out and meet a bunch of people that need concrete, right? And so now Plan Hub is this marketplace that connects this stuff so they can be a better electric subcontractor versus going out and finding who needs electric subcontractor, right? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's, you know, bringing the two together. You know, we joke, we say it's kind of like Match.com, but for construction workers.
Well said. How about a case study from a general contractor point of view?
I won't give you a specific on a particular GC. This is just a cumulative info that we've been receiving from general contractors. But there's a lot of our GCs that have used other sources, so competitors, and I won't really go into their names, but they'll pay thousands of dollars a year for a service to distribute ITVs to subcontractors. And then they'll use Plan Hub for free. And they'll get four times more bids using Plan Hub than they will with their own service that they're paying for. So we get that feedback almost every single day that from GCs that are now using Plan Hub exclusively.
So you mentioned, you know, different platforms, and we're all trying to understand in the tribe of managing the two things we don't have enough of, and that's time and money to figure this out. And if there's one thing I've learned as we're moving forward with internet speeds and all the art of construction is that you really got to be mobile and get into the cloud. Your platform runs in the cloud, right? So can you talk about what efforts you've made to bring Plan Hub up to speed with all the latest technology in construction?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in the cloud. You can access Plan Hub from anywhere, any place in the world, on any device, as long as you have the internet. We're constantly trying to stay up with the newest technology. The thing about technology is it changes daily. So whatever we're building right now, you know, 6 months from now, they already have something new. So it is a challenge to stay on top of that. We're currently working on a deployment here in the next couple of weeks. That will make our system completely mobile friendly to all of our users. 15% of our users try to access plans and project information from a mobile device. So a lot of these guys are out in the field trying to access that information. So we're going to make it completely mobile friendly. So they'll be able to view every project and download plans right there in the field if they wanted to.
Super smart. If there's one thing that what changed the game in construction, you said we're slow to adapt. But it's that thing in everybody's pocket now that everybody has a smartphone, right? So that's what truly connects is the field back to the office. That was a real challenge in the past. And I think why a lot of the wheels fell off construction, where we went backwards in a lot of ways, of that communication of how you bring the actual job back to the office, right? Because you can't have everything unless that thing in your pocket is so powerful now. So you can have that now with the capabilities. So what are some of the capabilities and integrations you offer for documenting and sharing important information and estimates, blueprints, et cetera?
Yeah, so the current capabilities of our system, you know, a general contractor can distribute their projects to anyone. So, you know, it doesn't matter the size of the file, they can distribute those to the subcontractors and suppliers. It's a quick, you know, quick click of the mouse or on your phone, you can just tap the screen and you can access those projects from anywhere. As far as integrations go, you know, we're working on integrations. We have partners, for example, Stack Construction Technologies, is a really good estimating software. So we have an integration with them where you can take project files directly from PlanHub, upload it into Stack, do your takeoff. And then from there, you can bring it back and upload your bid directly through PlanHub. And the great thing about our system is that when you distribute your bid, it actually goes to all the general contractors that are bidding the same project. About 80% of our projects are in that GC bidding stage. So if they're submitting their bid, they want to make sure their bid's going to all the right players. So that's what PlanHub will do for you.
Which was next to impossible to create that even playing field in the past when you were trying to understand all the moving parts and how different silos work. So that's super cool. So once a project bid has been secured, like, is that where it ends, or where does PlanHub service go from there?
So one of the things that, you know, we're very proud of is that we're focused on pre-construction. We don't try to deviate and do too many different aspects in the entire construction phase. We want to do pre-construction better than anyone else. So that's really where we're going to focus on. So from the pre-construction stage, once it actually moves into the construction management side, you know, from there, there's integrations. We just developed the integration with Procore. So you can take a project directly from PlanHub, export it to Procore, and then have that all the way through the actual completion of the project. So, and we're working on more integrations with other partners as we speak.
Round of applause, Arta Construction Tribe. So we're talking to the CEO that I just gave him the loaded question where we all want to go squirrel right there. That's where it's really easy to start talking about bringing out all the other bells and whistles. And he knows what he does and what he does best. And that is all about pre-construction. And that's where I love running the microphone and bringing in the different tools to say, this is where this fits in the art of construction, and they're laser focused on that, and then going getting the right partners, like you mentioned Procore, who's a great tool to take it to the next level. So kudos to you on that, my man. So what separates you from the other competitors when it comes to pre-construction tools?
Well, you know, there's some good competitors out there. You know, each one of them do some good things. And, you know, we look at the features that they offer and say, hey, can we do that? Can we do it better? But really what makes us different is it's just a central marketplace where the GCs themselves are posting the projects. A lot of these other competitors is, you know, they have a research person at, you know, such and such firm that's taking the information from a GC, inputting it to the system, selling that information to a sub. At PlanHub, it's completely different. You're getting the information directly from the source themselves. So the information is much more accurate. It's updated with addendums, you know, in a timely manner. And also the aspect of the cost. I mean, for GCs, it's absolutely free, which I don't know of any other competitors out there that offer that type of service. And on the subcontractor side, you can come in, start using it for free. You have a free trial on our premium service. So you can use it to ensure that it actually works for you. We don't have any hard sales tactics. Actually, to this day, an interesting stat, we've never sent one marketing email to our users from PlanHub. Not one.
Wow.
So all of our marketing efforts are done by the general contractors themselves. And subs are prompted to upgrade based on, hey, I really like this and I want to continue using it. So they can upgrade right on our site, or they can speak to one of our sales representatives.
Super powerful stuff. And it goes back to you as a concrete contractor and now the CEO of this company. You get it to the fact that you need to make sure that you're passing good information along, and the different subs know what their where they fit into it in the GC is getting good information, because I can't tell you how many times through the art of construction is that the whole garbage in, garbage out. And a lot of these plan rooms and different tools is just a bunch of garbage in there that people are trying to decipher through to say, what's really the real nuts and bolts of where I fit in on this project? And that's what I'm hearing from you. It's much more dialed in from the true arts within the construction.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention too, going back to what makes us different, because so many different general contractors are using PlanHub, many of them are posting the same projects. So we've created, it's probably a patentable idea, where we can actually merge projects together, where the GC has their own separate identifiable project, but on the subcontractor side, they see one project and they can bid to each one of those general contractors. So other services out there can't do that because, hey, they're selling a premium service to a GC and they've got to keep everything separate. So we've kind of cut the cord there where we've just made it really user-friendly for the subcontractors.
Super smart. So we ask everybody on the Art of Construction when we bring awesome CEOs like you in to say, you know, as we're trying to move the needle and blaze trails here together through the Art of Construction tribe, what is your crystal ball for connecting technology to handshakes with the future of construction?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, really, it's just user adaption. And I think it's a generational thing. You know, a lot of the guys that are our customers today have been in the business for 20, 30 years, and they're learning this technology and trying to adapt to it. They're used to doing everything by pen and paper and doing their takeoffs in pen and paper. So the adaption there is going to improve because the newer generation, you know, these younger kids that are coming out of college that are getting into the construction industry, which I would encourage a lot more of them to do it, especially in your MEP trades. I mean, there's a huge opportunity for young kids to go and learn a skill and grow a really good business, making a really nice living, as opposed to going to college. But I think there's going to be a lot more user adaption, and we're going to just see this industry grow utilizing technology, and things will get quicker between sharing information, bids will get done sooner. It's just going to continue to grow and be adapted.
Awesome. So what's the best way for the Art of Construction tribe that we're all curious now, and I heard you can test it out for free to go check it out. What's the best way for them to go find out and learn more about PlanHub?
Just go to planhub.com. You can go on there. We just reamped it, our website. A lot of good, useful information on there. There's a lot of tutorial videos. So once you register, like I said earlier, it takes a couple minutes. And then there's videos that our team has put together, can walk you through every single step of the system. We also have a live chat on our system. So if you're working through something, you don't know how to submit a bid or how do I find something, you know, our customer service team is here and can help out users anytime through the live chat, or you can call 1-866-PLANHUB.
Awesome. Well, we're honored to have you and the team as leaders in the Art of Construction tribe and be sharing your story. We always ask, what is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates thinking about as you went out and taken your concrete business to building this amazing tool to go out and grow their business? What's that one thing you would tell them to think about to go out and crush it?
If you want to crush it, it's simple. Just bid. It's a numbers game. So the more opportunities that are in front of you, take advantage of those opportunities and bid on them. When I was in the concrete business, one of my best customers, the biggest job I ever did, started with a little $1,200 concrete trench job. So I established a relationship and it just continued to grow. So the more you bid, the more opportunities you're going to have, and the bigger your business is going to become.
Wait, let me understand this right. If you don't bid it, you're not going to win the job?
That's exactly right.
You know, it's so funny when it comes down to, you know, we have all these killer conversations. We go into the, and it goes back to say, if you don't call somebody back, or if you don't bid, or if you don't take the little ones that turn into big ones and all the standard stuff, it all boils down to that, right? And so that's where we got to go look at these tools. And I love your feedback to say, it's all about consolidation. And there's this thing called the internet and Amazon that's changed the game for this group of buyers called the millennials that are all coming in to say they're thinking differently on how this stuff works, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your short story. Art of Construction Tribe, go to the show notes or planhub.com and learn about this platform. If you're struggling to get bids, and we all need to go do more bids and win more of the right projects, we all got to go take the time to go sign up for PlanHub and go check it out. Kevin, we're really proud of you. Thanks for growing this platform and creating a tool that's awesome for us in the tribe to go out and crush it and grow our business, my man.
I appreciate it, Devin.
Awesome. So Art of Construction, if you didn't hear planhub.com, I don't know where you're listening. If you're not doing enough bids and you're not winning enough jobs, you're not growing, and either you're growing or dying. So I challenge you. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go in and I'm going to sign up for PlanHub, and I'm going to go check it out for my window and door company, because we go use this stuff in our day-to-day that's driving back to all of us to go out and grow our business. Another great touch point for you to go out and go connect your different tools and go out and be the art in construction, whether you're a subcontractor, GC, or supplier. Connecting technologies to handshakes, what we're all about. Kevin, great job. We're big fans of you. And go out and crush it in your business using PlanHub. Cheers, Tribe.